This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Jeff and Camille are a father-daughter legacy team right here in Sacramento, here again today to give you some really good advice about retirement, retirement planning. They know the risks of retirement, they've experienced with their retirees, and they are here to help you develop some strategies. We want your retirements to stand above the rest. That's our goal for you, just like the name of their firm, Monolith Financial. And Camille and Jeff, hello to you both.
Well, hello to everybody. It's wonderful to be on the radio toward the end of the year, getting ready for 2025.
Woohoo! Yep, it's exciting to be here. And oh my goodness, I cannot believe how quickly this year has gone by. I feel like I just put up my Christmas tree and it's like, I've already got to take it down. Sad.
I know it. It goes fast. It goes fast.
Yes, it does. Well, today's show, we're going to be talking about, could our country be facing a retirement crisis? Welcome to the Monolith Money Show. We'll be taking you through a new study that seems to point a bleak picture of retirement savings in America. But it's not all doom and gloom, so don't worry. But we're also going to share with you some ways to help you take control of your financial future. Before we get started, though, let's go ahead and give you our phone number. That is 916-884-2584. And you can text the word visit and you'll get a link directly to our calendar so we can set up a 15-minute retirement ready phone call. That number again is 916-884-2584. And of course, you can head to our website at any time. We've got a plethora of different resources there for you. That is monolithfinancial.com, M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H, financial.com.
All right, so let's get right into it. AARP says we are potentially headed into a retirement savings challenge. So what's this all about, Camille?
All right. Well, I'll kind of go over what they had shown. So the AARP study showed that 20% of adults at least 50 years or old had no retirement savings.
Wow.
So, you know, we're talking about at 50 years old, you know, you maybe got 15 or so years left before you're getting ready to retire. I have to say, I have seen this trend happening with some of the people that we've met with, and you know, they've had to catch up. Sometimes they're just finally getting started where they were helping out kids go to college, things like that. They didn't have the means to save, or unfortunately, they were maybe coming out of divorce, so they're having to kind of restart or re-kickstart their life. So I'm going to say, I think that's a pretty accurate statistic there. 57 million private sector workers in the U.S. do not have a traditional pension or employer-sponsored retirement savings plan. The really cool thing is, with that, I know with legislation, we have just passed that essentially all these employers, if you have over five employees, you're going to have to provide a retirement savings program. Wow. So I think they've seen that, hey, this is a huge problem, and now we have to do something to fix it. You know, they're going to be automatically enrolled in these programs, but if you don't want to be part of it, you can't opt out. So they're not going to force your hand that way. They're just going to help your hand.
I love that. That's good to know. Okay.
Now, yeah. So they're doing something about it, right? Because we do need to make sure that we can actually retire as a society. And then here's why I'm going to say this could be a retirement savings challenge for all of us is for people who have done a really good job of saving, they could possibly be paying more taxes to help support the millions of people who haven't been able to save for retirement. Yeah.
Great.
So, you know, we've been hearing about Social Security, the problems there with it not having enough funds for people or, you know, going bankrupt. So some of their things are saying, ways to tax them more. So either taxing more on paychecks, maybe delaying Social Security a little bit more, or finding ways to tax it more. So kind of stay tuned for all of that. But, you know, here at Monolith Financial Group, we look at those people who have saved really well for retirement, and typically in that traditional way of not paying taxes yet, and saying, how can we help you pay less to the IRS and keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket? Because we don't want you to have to fall into, you know, oh, I saved so well and now I'm paying so much in taxes. What the heck?
Yeah, exactly. All right. So talk about how, you know, when you meet with people, you talk about these things, you know, higher taxes possibly in retirement. I'm assuming so, just the way our country's in so much debt. And then our economy, right? Maybe volatility or something going down in the middle of their retirement. All these unknowns. How are you talking to people?
So all of those are completely addressed, and it's part of our dream retirement process. So we help you dream big so you can live confidently. The R is for risk management, helping you understand how much potential risk you really need to be taking in your retirement. Typically in our pre-retirement years, we're just saving. We're willing to take on more risk. And then once we enter into retirement, we don't need to maybe take as much risk because now we're needing to spend that money. We need to make sure it lasts. And then the E in our dream retirement plan is efficient tax planning. So we look every year, we're looking at our clients and going, can we do maybe Roth conversions? If you don't need some of your IRA, can you give it away to a church or charity to save taxes? So the whole goal there is to pay less to the IRS. And that all comes with our dream retirement plan. If you do not have a retirement plan, especially one that looks at your risk, how much you're going to be paying in taxes, how inflation affects your retirement, and a plan that really gives you the confidence to step into or continue in retirement confidently, give us a call, 916-884-2584, or text the word VISIT to 916-884-2584. And I'm going to do a little something here. So for the first 10 callers that call in, if you call or you text the word book to us, we will go ahead and we'll send you out an actual physical copy of my book, Countdown to Retirement, A Fresh Perspective on Retirement Planning, to help you get better prepared for retirement so that you can dream big and live confidently. But that's only available for the first 10 callers or first 10 people who text the word book. That number again is 916-884-2584.
All right. Awesome. I love it. And thank you so much for joining us today. I know you're glad you did. And today we're talking about a new survey from AARP. And it says, in our country, we are headed for a retirement savings challenge. And I think that we know this. We've talked about this before, Jeff. Most people used to retire with a pension, Social Security, and their savings. We called it the three-legged stool. Talk about how different retirement looks today.
Well, you know, Luann, basically what's happening is we have people that are relying upon, let's say, Social Security, but they don't know when to take it, or they're relying upon work to give them a retirement plan or a pension. And those things are just a thing of the past. More and more companies are getting rid of them. So what you actually have to do is make some changes. And change is not always bad. And that's one of the things that we really look at, is how you change is how you achieve, you know, how you get to where you want to go. And it's having that plan. And it's not too early to start when you're in your 20s and 30s and 40s. You don't have to wait until your 50s and 60s to start planning for retirement. So it's really about sitting down, putting together a plan, and then understand the way income comes in. You know, where are you going to be getting your income from? Or do you have a bunch of rental properties? Well, what's happened to that market? And are those sustainable incomes? We want incomes coming in that you know will be a lifetime of income. That's why people love pensions. So a lot of times we look at a self-directed pension for people, and we help them understand their spending habits first, so we can then put in the equation how much money they need coming in.
Yeah, I love that. So, you know, here's the thing. We always have this question. How do I know if I've saved enough to avoid our own personal retirement savings challenge? I'm sure that's the question you get when people come in for the first time and talk to you about retiring. Right, Camille?
So one of the things I'm going to say is you can't stick your head in the sand. Too often we're just going, oh, I'll just make it work. You know, I think I can make the numbers work, but we've never put together, I'll kind of compare this to a packing list for when you go and you travel, right? When we're getting ready to take maybe a trip abroad, a lot of us make a list and say, okay, I need 5 shirts. I need this amount because I'm going to be there for this amount of time. Am I going to need to do laundry while I'm over, you know, in Europe and things like that? But when it comes to retirement, we kind of skip over those steps and we don't have the same care that we take into getting ready for a big trip or vacation that we do in our retirement. And so I'm going to say, you know, you have to start looking at where you have been saving all of your money and how that's going to be working for you. And that's what we do as far as designing that income plan for you, is we need to look and say, okay, what are the guaranteed sources of income that you're going to have coming in? Is that enough to essentially continue living the lifestyle that you want to live in retirement? How much income can you comfortably be taking from these accounts and know I'm not going to run out of money? Because that's the biggest question. So here's what we're offering for you that are listening, is we're offering a complimentary dream analysis. It's no obligation, but you do need to have saved at least $250,000 for retirement. Call 916-884-2584 so that myself and Jeff can put together a retirement that you've dreamed of to help you dream big, live confidently. But you've got to give us a call, 916-884-2584.
When we were growing up and it was Christmas time, we all wanted to be on Santa's nice list. We knew that there was a naughty or a nice list. And when we went in that book of Santa's, we wanted to be on the nice section. Yes. And I
no
know.
Pull, please.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to pull you guys. I'm going to see what you guys were doing when you were little. But as the calendar got closer to Christmas, you wanted to make sure you were on that nice list. So I got to ask Jeff, I'm going to go take you back to when you were a little guy. Were you on the naughty or the nice list usually coming up to Christmas?
Well, that's challenging because, you know, I was a kid for a long time. I'm still kind of a kid. So. But I would say that I tried to be as nice as possible most of my life.
Okay.
So only naughty on occasion.
Yes, I totally agree with you. I can see that now. Okay, Camille, I got to ask you, were you mostly on the naughty or the nicest? Jeff, you can't say anything here. Just let her answer first, being her daddy. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Camille.
Of course, I was always on the nice list, never did anything naughty. No, you know, I was a good kid, but of course, you know, we all have our moments. You know, sometimes you have to do something naughty to reshape your life or learn that that's not okay.
So that's right.
We'll take those as life's lessons, right?
Exactly. Okay. All right. So we're going to have some fun here. I'm going to let you guys step into the boots of Santa. You're going to play the role of Santa today. I'm going to give you a retirement scenario, okay? And then I want you guys to tell me whether that falls under the naughty or the nice list. All right? So let's see here. Who's my first one? Okay, Camille, I'm going to let you be the first Santa, okay? Sam is 60 and is thinking about retiring early in a couple of years. He loves the idea of more free time, but he's only managed to save a small amount for retirement. Now, his wife, Allison, is concerned about not having enough income from their Social Security benefits because they haven't saved much. But Sam's like, this will not be a problem. So what do you think, retirement Santa? Would Sam's decision to go ahead and retire fall under the naughty or the nice list?
I'm going to say naughty just because although he may feel comfortable about retiring early, his wife, Allison, obviously has these concerns. And so to do something, and I'm going to say to kind of not fully take into consideration her concerns and at least make her feel comfortable about the decision, that's going to put you on the naughty list, right? Marriage is a team. And, you know, you need to make sure that both of you guys feel comfortable about these large life decisions that you're making. You know, it's not like you're deciding, I'm going to cut my hair because it can always grow back. You're making a decision to stop working, which could ultimately affect Allison's life too. Because what happens if Sam passes away, you know, too soon? Well, how was Allison left? And, you know, this is one reason a lot of times in our office, we tell people, hey, you know, it's fine if just one of you comes in for the initial discovery visit, but presentation to onboard you onto this plan, we really want to make sure that both parties are here and feel comfortable about what decisions we're making, because it's going to end up being one or the other's plan. And we want to make sure they're comfortable going into retirement and they understand how this is going to look. So sorry, Sam, you're on the naughty list, but you know what could help you get onto the nice list? All you have to do is pick up the phone, text the word visit to 916-884-2584 and say, hey, I want to make sure my wife feels comfortable. So I'm scheduling a visit with Monolith so I can dream big, live confidently in retirement, and make my wife feel comfortable.
And get on the nice list before Christmas. Yes. Just in time.
Yeah, there's still time.
Yeah. Okay, here is another retirement scenario. Jeff, I'm going to give this one to you as you step into Santa's boots, put on that hat. Bob and Alice both recently retired. They're thinking about leaving their busy lives in San Francisco and moving to North Carolina. They think that that move is going to offer them a chance to enjoy a lower cost of living and then provide them with a community of fellow retirees. Retirement Santa, Jeff, do you think this couple has been naughty or nice when it comes to moving after retirement?
Well, I'm going to say it better be really, really nice, because my wife and I have done exactly that.
We sold
our properties in California, and we've been for 5 years coming out to South Carolina. So pretty close to North Carolina.
Right. Yeah.
And we have found great property here. It's amazing where we live. It's not a retirement community, but it's a golf course community. It's kind of a sanctuary island that we live on. And it's amazing how nice the people are. But I got to tell you, I'd say 80 or 90% of the people are from like New York, New Jersey. I mean, all the California, a lot of people from California, all the places where taxes are really, really high, they're out on this island and enjoying life. And I'll tell you, some of the savings are incredible, but this one just blows everything away. If you like to hunt and fish, if you're over 65, you can get a lifetime license for $9.
What?
$9. You do all the fishing, hunting, you get all your tags, you get all everything you want for $9. And I know in California, just to, you know, go hunting and maybe deer hunting and waterfowl hunting and pheasant hunting and stuff, that may cost you $150.
Oh.
And then it's probably another $80, $90, $100 each year. And I'm saying this is a one-time $9 fee.
It blows my mind. Oh my gosh. That's good. There you go, right there. There's the reason.
Yes, but there always are some taxes different places. But, you know, another thing out here, I know that veterans, that if your property tax and you're a retired veteran and you're over a certain age, you don't pay property tax. They really, I guess, respect Americans for what they've done to keep it America. And so it's really interesting. Do your homework and go check it out a few times before you just pack up everything and move, right? But yeah. Again, there's some great opportunities out there, and you'll be on the nice list for quite a while if you do it.
Okay, I love it. And if you want to dream big in retirement, get the Dream Retirement Plan by just calling this number. Call or text 916-884-2584 and let Jeff and Camille help you. Together, they have 40 years of experience, and they're going to give you honest, informative advice about your retirement, your retirement plan, help you understand, you know, with clarity and have some confidence about your money in retirement and things that you can do. So check them out yourself, monolithfinancial.com. And we are so happy to have you with us today. We're having a lot of fun playing naughty or nice as far as being on the naughty or nice list. And Jeff and Camille are stepping into the boots of retirement Santa. So, Camille, this next one's for you. Ethan is a 50-year-old getting ready to retire. He's starting to notice the cost of his everyday expenses are going up. Groceries are going up, bills going up, even his favorite morning coffee, the price is going up. But I guess he's not really worrying about his retirement savings keeping up with rising costs, and he just continues to spend his money as he pleases. So retirement Santa Camille, is Ethan being naughty or nice when it comes to inflation in retirement?
Well, I'm going to have to give him naughty again. So I'm getting the naughty ones, I guess,
so.
This time.
You're strict. You're strict, Santa.
Yeah, no. I'm ho-ho-ho.
Ho-ho-hum.
So, you know, Ethan, it's really, really important to understand how much you're spending and what that spending means for your retirement. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've sat with a family and they thought, oh, I think I'm spending about this much. But once we say, hey, what I'd like for you to do is go ahead. We've got this budget worksheet. It's not to keep you on a budget, but to understand your spending habits. Fill this out for us so that then we can test it against your retirement plan and make sure that everything is in line. Because here's the thing. We know we've got inflation. Ethan, you're seeing it day in and day out, especially with that morning coffee. You know, and so a lot of times what we have to look at is, are there maybe some areas of which you could cut down if that's going to change your lifestyle or help prolong your retirement? I had a lady come in and her husband was the spender. And she's like, you know, I've told him he has to kind of stick to a budget. He's still spending, like he's making this money that he's not making anymore. And I showed her through our planning when she had done this budget, I said, yeah, I'm seeing there is a spending concern. What if we just cut down your spending by $500 or $1,000 a month? And, you know, we're cutting from places where they could make those changes. It wasn't like we were saying, hey, you can't turn on the lights between, you know, 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. or something, you know, to save electricity. And I showed her just by making those small changes, we actually prolonged their retirement funds in this case. And it's not the case for everyone. Every individual is different. But we prolonged their retirement funds by 15 years.
What?
So now they no longer had a spending crisis that they were going to potentially get into. So Ethan, give us a call. Let's work on that budget so that you understand, can I continue spending this way or do I need to make adjustments just to make sure you don't unretire?
Okay, one final scenario for you, Santa Jeff. Julie and Mario have been working hard, saving for retirement. Their daughter's ready to head off to college. Their question is, should they pay for her tuition? They really want their daughter to take on that responsibility. So, Santa, are they naughty or nice in wanting to not use their retirement savings for their daughter's education?
Well, it's kind of, are you smart or not smart? So not naughty or nice, but basically don't use retirement money that you're going to pay taxes on to fund school. There's plenty of areas that can help fund school. And then even if they have her take out a loan, they can help her pay it off. But that's also a life experience. And that's something that maybe she needs to do and understand. But don't take retirement money. If you're listening out there, start saving for college for your kids. And then if they don't go to college, that's your money to go have more fun on, mm-hmm. right? So look at it that way and save for college, knowing that if they don't go, it's yours for retirement. And it's not taxable like it's going to be inside a fully taxable retirement account.
All right. That's all the time we have for today. Jeff and Camille, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And don't forget to give us a call, all you Monolith Money Show listeners. It's 916-884-2584. Let us help you get on the nice list.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.